Today we're building one of those advanced DNB tricks that can make a drop feel instantly more dangerous. Offsetting a jungle amen variation against a floor shaking low end in Ableton Live 12. This is not about throwing more drums at the problem. It's about controlled displacement. We're letting the break lean a little late, or a little early, while the sub stays dead steady underneath it. That contrast is what creates the pressure. The groove feels alive, the low end still hits hard, and the whole drop starts to feel like it's pulling the listener forward. Now for this lesson, we're working in that darker, vocal-led zone of drum and bass. Think rolling jungle energy, stripped back dance floor weight, maybe a bit of neuro attitude, but with a vocal chop or phrase sitting on top as the emotional anchor. The vocal helps define the phrasing, the amen gives us the human chaos, and the bass does the damage. First thing, set up a clean 16-bar section in arrangement view. If you've got a reference track, drop that in now. Something in the darker roller world is ideal, around 170 to 174 BPM. And before you start tweaking sound design, label your lanes. Drums, bass, vocal, FX, returns. Simple stuff, but when you're working with micro timing, speed matters. You want to be able to compare ideas fast. Start with the vocal, even if it's just a chopped phrase or a single spoken word. That's going to help you judge how much rhythmic space you actually have. A busy vocal means the drums need more breathing room. A sparse vocal means the break can be more active. In other words, the vocal is not just decoration here. It's your timing reference and your top line identity. Now let's build the core amen phrase. Load your break into an auto track and warp mode if you want the raw feel, or slice it into a drum rack if you want surgical control. For this style, I like thinking in both worlds at once. Keep one lane for the raw break vibe, and one lane for the tightly edited version. That gives you the human energy and the precision. Create a two-bar amen phrase. In bar 1, keep the foundational rhythm strong. In bar 2, introduce the variation. That variation can be as simple as a displaced ghost hit, a tiny snare pickup, or a kick that skips the expected spot. Here's the key move, offset that second bar variation. Don't move the whole loop, just move the perceived attack of one or two important hits. You can do this by nudging a sliced note slightly late, shifting clip start, or moving a transient a few milliseconds off the grid. Try 1/16th late for a subtle drag. Try 1/8th late if you want the lurch to be more obvious. Or try an early fill that snaps back on the next downbeat. That's the trick. In jungle and DNB, a break already has built-in syncopation, so a little displacement reads as groove, not mistake, especially when the bass is steady underneath it. Now let's build the low end as an anchor, not as a competitor. Make two bass layers. First, your sub. Use operator or wavetable with a sine wave, or a very filtered triangle. Keep it monophonic, no stereo spread, no fancy movement. This is the floor. The club should feel this more than hear it. A good starting point is a fast attack, short release, and a simple note length that stays disciplined. If the line needs to punch, keep the envelope tight. If it needs to roll more, lengthen it a little, but still keep it clean. The important thing is that the sub doesn't drift with the break. It stays locked. Then add your mid-bass layer. This can be a reese, a darker wavetable patch, something with detuned movement and attitude. Add a low-pass filter if it gets too buzzy. Use saturation to bring out the mids, but protect the sub. The rule here is simple. Saturate the mids, not the bottom. Now program the rhythm so it answers the drums. This is where the call and response idea really comes alive. If the amen is busy in the front half of the bar, let the bass answer in the back half. If the break leaves holes, the bass can stab into them. If the bass sustains, let the break chop around it. That separation is important. Separate weight from motion. The sub gives you certainty. The amen gives you instability. If both are trying to be clever at the same time, the mix can feel energetic, but not powerful. Next, glue the drum edit with groove and micro offsets. Open the groove pool and test a subtle swing feel on the amen variation only. You do not need to swing everything in the track. Start modestly, enough to loosen the feel, not enough to wobble it. Then add manual micro timing changes. Pull a ghost snare a touch later. Move a kick a few milliseconds earlier so it punches through the bass. Nudge a percussion hit behind the beat for that dragged feel. The idea is human pressure, not sloppy drift. If you've got the break in a drum rack, use velocity variation on the ghost notes rather than randomizing the backbeat. Keep the main snare reliable. That's what gives the loop authority. On the drum bus, add a little glue compressor if needed, just enough to catch peaks and make the break feel like one unit. If the transients are getting too spiky, soft clip gently, and use EQ to clear subrumble underneath the break. You want impact, not mush. Now let the vocal do more than just sit on top. Place it so it complements the offset rhythm instead of fighting it. In darker DNB, the vocal often works best as a hook fragment on one bar, a chopped response on another, or a reverse tail leading into the variation. If it's a full phrase, warp it carefully. If you want fast re-editing, slice it in simpler and treat the words like percussion. And this is a really important teacher note. Use the vocal as a timing reference. If it feels like it's rushing the drums, trim the front edge or shorten the phrase. If it feels late, bring the consonant or first syllable earlier so it speaks into the groove. The strongest syllable should line up with either the snare or the bass response, not both at the same time. For processing, keep it controlled. High pass it so it doesn't crowd the low end. Compress it just enough to keep the level steady. Add delay on ascend if you want movement, but filter those repeats. Short reverb can give atmosphere, but don't let the vocal wash over the groove. Now we start shaping the arrangement like a proper drop. For bars 1 through 8, keep the groove relatively tight and readable. This is the listener's anchor. Then bars 9 through 12 become the offset zone. That's where the amen variation lands more noticeably displaced, and the bass starts responding with more attitude. Then bars 13 through 16 can become your turnaround. Pull the drums back for a bar or half bar, let the vocal breathe, maybe leave a little negative space, and then slam the full groove back in. That contrast matters. In DNB, a brief drop in density can hit harder than adding more layers. At this stage, automate movement so the offset feels like it evolves instead of looping forever. Open the bass filter a little over time. Brighten the drum variation. Push more send into echo or a reverb on the vocal in the transition. Add a bit more drive on the bass right before the switch. Even a small automation move can make the whole phrase feel like it's waking up. And here's a pro move. Alternate the offset amount every 4 bars. Keep one variation only slightly late, then make the next one more obviously displaced. That gives you development without changing the core pattern. It keeps the ear interested while preserving the identity of the drop. If the bass is masking the kick or blunting the snare, add sidechain compression keyed from the kick or a ghost trigger. You don't want the bass to disappear. You just want it to duck enough for the drums to breathe, then roar back in. Also, check the whole thing in mono early. That's huge. A displaced break can sound massive in stereo, but fall apart in mono if the accents blur. Mono listening tells you whether the groove still reads clearly, and that's the real test. Once the interaction feels good, resample it. Print 8 or 16 bars of the full groove onto a new audio track. This is one of the best advanced Ableton habits, because now you're hearing the actual groove as one musical event instead of separate pieces. After resampling, cut out the strongest moments. You can reverse a vocal tail into a fill, duplicate one perfect bar for a transition, or use a single great phrase as a reset. Sometimes the best offset is not the mathematically perfect one. It's the one that feels like the track is dragging the listener into the next section. A few quick mistakes to avoid. Don't offset everything at once. Usually just the amen variation should move while the snare anchor stays solid. Don't let the sub drift with the break. The sub should feel like the floor, not part of the edit. Don't make the low end too wide. Keep everything below about 120 Hz mono. Don't let the vocal fight the groove. If it's cluttering the offset, simplify it. And don't judge the edit only at full volume. At moderate listening levels, you'll hear whether the push and pull still make sense. If you want a fast practice challenge, build a 4-bar loop right now. 1 2-bar amen break with a slightly late ghost hit. 1 simple mono subline. 1 res or mid-bass layer that answers the break. 1 vocal chop or phrase that lands on the snare or the bass response. Then automate 1 filter or distortion parameter, resample it, and listen back on loop. If the groove feels flat, simplify the bass. If it feels messy, reduce the offset and give the vocal more space. That's the whole game here. Controlled displacement, stable low end, and a vocal that helps frame the movement. When you get it right, the drop doesn't just loop. It leans. It breathes. It hits like it's got momentum built into the DNA. And that is how you make an offset jungle amen variation feel absolutely floor-shaking in Ableton Live 12.